Dave and Fionnuala, weekdays from 3 to 6. Dave and
Fionnuala. On the day of the toy show. Patrick Kilty presenting his first one. The theme is going to be Elf. Not sure if Will Ferrell is going to show up, but there will be some wonderful people on it. We have the privilege of speaking to wonderful people so many times, and one of those is a person who stole the hearts of the nation on the Late Late Toy Show, Saoirse Ruan.
So it's been 3 whole years since you were a star on the Late Late Toy Show. What is it like to be a part of such a special night in Irish telly?
It's amazing, really. I remember being there and all the lights, and it was so hot. And I was just shaking so much because I was like, it was my first time, I think, on television.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do.
And it was like, COVID.
And like, Ryan Tuberty, it's like, oh my God, let me meet Ryan Tuberty, the toy man. And then like all my friends are like, I think, which did I tell them? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh my God, Saoirse, are you so excited? And then there's one boy in my class, and he's always asking me, Saoirse, what's it like to be in a toy show? And I'm like, I don't know how to answer that.
You should make them jealous and go, it is the most amazing experience of my life, and you will never get to experience it. You could use this to your advantage. You cause ructions in the class.
I wouldn't do that.
I know you wouldn't, but you're a better person than I am, because I certainly would. Remind us, what age are you now?
I'm 11.
The youngest recipient of Galway People of the Year Awards.
Yeah.
Saoirse takes an awful lot of this in her stride. She's so young. I don't think she realises the work that she's done, the fundraising that she's done. I really don't believe that she realises the impact. For us to see her being rewarded locally by the community and the county is probably one of the best things ever. And it was all thanks to a lovely follower called Aoife.
Did Aoife put your name forward, was it?
Aoife, a lovely lady called Aoife that follows us, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And tell them who else was up there getting an award on the night.
There was Joe Canning. There was Carmel Dempsey.
Yes, a fellow musician from Galway. Yes. But I think we were very impressed with Joe Canning being
yes.
there.
Yes.
That's what kind of, fair enough, getting the awards and the bit of silverware, but it's when you see your beside the likes of Joe Canning, it's like, yeah. I'm not doing too bad now at all.
Someone said, like, Joe's beside Saoirse, you know.
Right. That's the right way to put it. Because what we forget, well, not many people do, but it happened, it was such a whirlwind in 2020 and the pandemic. But you're the inspiration for the Toy Show Appeal that has carried on and will carry on. And the legacy that is building every year is amazing.
Yeah, I love the fact, like, I love raising money for charities like Galway Sick Kids and Hand in Hand or stuff like that, because I feel it makes a big difference. Let's say for Galway Sick Kids, because I know what it's like to be in there, and it's very hard to be in there.
In
a hospital like that. So, like, I know how hard it is. So I'd like to make it better in a way.
Yeah, in any way.
We're speaking with Saoirse Ruan, and don't forget Mama, Rosanna. We didn't get the dog, Willow, today, but perhaps at another time we will. She has raised so much money for charity, and now she's doing it all again. It's basically a huge choir. We'll tell you the rest in a few minutes' time of what they've put together.
When you hear it, I honestly think goosebumps is the right word to use, because it is a stunning production.
Let's get more from Saoirse and Mama Rosanna after the first Christmas song on this show.
Yes!
It was between this and Feliz Navidad. It's iRadio. It is Dave and Fionnuala. It's almost 4:20. We're very privileged to be joined by a superstar, Saoirse Ruan, and Mama Rosanna. Saoirse was on the Late Late Toy Show in 2020 and basically stole everybody's hearts.
She's here again to do it today. And you know what? Lady Z are no strangers to singing, releasing an odd single, having a good sing-song.
So you've kind of taken that now and used that as a way of helping Galway Sick Kids, that charity in particular. Saoirse, would you tell us a little bit about what the Bravo Theatre Group has done to help Galway Sick Kids?
Well, I was part of Bravo when since I was six or seven. And it's basically a theatre drama group, which I love. I'm not dramatic though, I just like drama. But
theatrical side.
Yeah, not the dramatic, yeah. And they did a song in, what year was it?
2020,
I think. Sing. And we did virtually because it was during COVID. And it was Sing by Gary Barlow, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. And Shane said that he would do it, like, again, with a big orchestra and all that. And so, a few months ago, which was
July,
he did it. And it was amazing because when you were up there, I was up there on the stage, I was shaking so much because when you could hear everyone sing together and then the musicians, it was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, you get goosebumps.
Yeah, that's what I got, goosebumps, because it's just so magical.
So we stood on the stage, the orchestra was in front of us, made mm-hmm. up of people that volunteered to join and wanted to be part of this from around Ireland. Behind us was the children, behind them was the men and the women in the different sections. And the song started off with Shane's own daughter doing a solo line and then little Sean. And then as it built and got to the peak, oh my God, the harmonies, the power of all the 600 voices. We're still not able to watch the video without getting emotional.
I don't know, is it easy to do it on front of her? But I know you've expressed this many times, but how proud are you of this woman?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, stop. I couldn't. I can't even tell you. I'm just so emotional about the whole thing. And I suppose because we're, you know, our followers are so good and they've been praying for her for the last 4 years and they've been there for every step of the way. I suppose it's important to let people know that we were back up only yesterday, weren't we, for a review. And we got some more bad news, which is all part and parcel of the journey. But this song is just as special because it's keeping us going, it's keeping us distracted. We feel we've more of a purpose to keep pushing it and spreading awareness. Because for 1 minute, I would never like to think that any other child would ever have to be in the position that Saoirse is in, or I'd hate for any parent to ever have to go into the paediatric unit with their child. It's just a very daunting experience. So we're just very privileged to be in this position to help in any way.
Yeah, it really is admirable, I think, that you're taking the limited time and the energy that you do have outside of what you're going through and taking it to help people. It really is amazing. But we really do send you, I hope you can feel the love and strength that we send you today as we're chatting. And Saoirse, as the country maybe got to know you on the Toy Show and as it is Toy Show Day, for any kids who are getting ready to be on the Toy Show tonight and they might be a little bit nervous or apprehensive or worried about what's happening, what advice would you have for them as they get ready to go on the Toy Show?
Eat a lot of sweets and then you'll be hyper. That's what I did.
Hyper.
It's solid advice. Saoirse and Rosanna Ruan, thank you so, so much for chatting to us.
Thanks so much, guys.
Gormila Mahagat, Saoirse Ruan, Mama Rosanna, two absolutely astounding people. And Sing for Saoirse is what you should Google to watch the entire video from the Bravo Theatre Group, and it is to raise funds for Galway Sick Kids Foundation. You will see 600 people in a room absolutely belting it out. We'd highly encourage you today, if you have a couple of minutes spare, Google Sing for Saoirse. You'll find the iDonate link to put money towards, if you so wish, or in a position to do so, for the Galway Sick Kids Foundation, and also watch the video as well in its entirety.
Yeah, you've heard the talent that's on display there, as well as, of course, the beautiful voice of Saoirse rounding out the song. You also hear Rosanna through the song as well. And it's just, it's stunning work. It's a great community effort. iDonate, Sing for Saoirse.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 on iRadio.